Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefooters Legal Radio. Where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot is the one that has lived a full-time barefoot lifestyle for over 20 years and victims legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio broadcast. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I've been barefoot full-time for over 20 plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 15 years ago. I'm the head of MP Media Group. I did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment. And I also have my new radio broadcast, Are You Ready? Emergency Preparedness and Survival program that airs right before the BIL show here on Saturday mornings, live call-in show as well. So make sure you check that out. I also am a victims legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as the barefoot community have and the head of BIL's Victim Legal Services Department. Now, many of us have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, your experiences, whatever issues you may have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open. You can get there by going to freedomizerradio.com. Just click on the live chat link. Don't forget to check out the home of the Barefoot is Legal radio show on Facebook. That's Barefoot is Legal Radio. You can send me a message there. If you have any questions or you want to share your stories, you can contact us there. Also, check out the official website barefootislegal.org. We also have our Facebook page and our Facebook group. Again, Barefoot is Legal. Get the theme so far? Barefoot is Legal. You can interact with other members of the Barefoot community during and after our broadcast. If you live a barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, join our closed group if you have not yet joined already. Again, on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. Now, keep in mind, though, folks, this is not a fetish community. No, no, no. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. Absolutely not. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. The past few weeks, we've been talking about the ambassadorship. We've been talking about how the law protects us, and we talk about that a lot. I want to hear what you have. I want to hear some of your adventures, whatever experiences, so feel free to call in. And for those of you that are radio shy, don't forget, send a message there. I'll be happy to, if you have any questions or comments, I'll be happy to read them on the air. But yes, of course, there's so many stupid laws, but people think that there are laws against being barefoot. Now, yes, of course, I've talked about the health department and all this other stuff before. But I mean, some laws that do exist are mostly against shoes. And of course, there are a few that you can't wear pants either. Supposedly, you can't wear pants in some states. Yeah, that's in Maryland. There's a town in Maryland that you have to, for some reason, certain people can't wear pants. But whatever. It even goes as far as to say that you can't wear pants that fit around your waist, according to the law. Lewis, Maryland, I think is the name of the city. I mean, there's still places in Pennsylvania where they expect you to pull over to the side of the road and disassemble your vehicle if you see a horse attached to a buggy coming at you, coming the opposite way on the road. You're supposed to pull over and disassemble your vehicle behind the nearest bush, is what some of these laws say. I know, it sounds very ridiculous. In Michigan, in Rochester, Michigan, bathing suits must be inspected by the head of the police. In Caldwell, New Jersey, I grew up near Caldwell. I know exactly where this place is. But I had no idea that you could not dance or wear shorts on the main avenue. You cannot dance or wear shorts on the main avenue in Caldwell, New Jersey. And not too far away, Central Jersey, Elizabeth. It's forbidden for a woman on Sunday to walk down Broad Street without wearing a petticoat. See, there are so many ridiculous laws that are out there, but people think and people believe that there are laws against being barefoot. I haven't found one. I have been scouring the laws of every state. Just like they think that a ridiculous law like that exists, where you can't be barefoot in public, I'm finding more and more dumb, stupid laws that really exist. So I would just love for some woman on Broad Street to walk up to me one day in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and tell me that I can't be barefoot. On a Sunday, they better be wearing a petticoat. But in South Dakota, it's illegal to lay down and fall asleep with your shoes on. Laws against shoes. Who knew? In South Dakota, you can't fall asleep with your shoes on. It is illegal. In Oklahoma, it's illegal to wear your boots to bed. Still haven't found any laws yet that say you can't be barefoot. If anybody found one, I'd like to hear it. You give me the chapter, statute, whatever, I would love to see it. You can send me the message. You can call in. 319-527-6208. If you have a law, I'd like to see it. But I would love to know what law you're violating when you call me. So I may ask you what you're wearing and what day it is. Today's Saturday. So we have all the Saturday laws. All laws that pertain to a Saturday. We're ready to go. Here's a nice challenge for you. You can find the law. Actually, it's illegal to play. It's in the books in Indiana, I think it is. Or it's on the books. There's a song or something. Maybe we can cue that up. In Gary, Indiana. I think that's where it is. In Gary, Indiana. Yep. Well, they have some crazy laws. Within 4 hours of eating garlic, a person may not enter a movie house, theater, or ride a public streetcar. I could kind of see why. I mean, a lot of garlic, yeah. That wouldn't fly in an Italian neighborhood, though. We eat a lot of garlic. Yeah. Yep. You may not sell or play on a radio broadcast in Gary, Indiana, the song "It's in the Book." I know we have listeners in Indiana. Got a couple thousand out there. I know that for sure. I see the numbers. Well, Indiana, you may not sell or play on the radio the song "It's in the Book." Huh. Well, I just so happen to be on the radio right now. I also just so happen to be broadcasting in Indiana. I'm in a studio. I have a microphone. I may just have the song. Let's see if I can find it. Wouldn't that be great to play this in Indiana on the radio right now? I mean, we got to have it somewhere. Oh, if I could pull it up and we can get it over the airwaves, I'll play it. And then you can call into the Barefoot is Legal radio show and tell me that I'm breaking the law. I'm going to play the song Barefoot. I'm going to sit here in the studio on the radio and play "It's in the Books." Barefoot. That'd be great. If we could find it. You know, I sit here going through some of these laws and some of these rules and these policies. I mean, some of this is so crazy. I mean, maybe the FBI came in and said, "Oh, you can't have that song in your playlist anywhere if you're going to be on the radio." Oh, if you're in Indiana, we just came in to the whole platform here for the radio broadcast and said, "Oh, we know what he's up to. We're going to hack the whole system. We're going to hack the whole network." And we're going to make sure that this song is not in the playlist anymore. Maybe they did. I don't know. Yeah, we'll come back to that one. Actually, you know what? I could pull it up right here and play it. Oh, here we go.
Now,
I'm in Indiana.
Kindly pick up your books.
I'm breaking the law.
Turn to page 222. We'll ask you all to sing. You'll find your books on the backs of your seats. Are we ready? Everyone, 222, let's really enjoy ourselves. Let's live it up all together. You remember Grandma's Lysol, good for everything in the home. And the secret was in the scrubbing. It wouldn't suds and couldn't foam. Then let us sing right out of Grandma's. Everything on the place, the pots and kettles, the dirty dishes, and for your hands. shall we now sing the second verse. Let's fill it with a great exuberance. Let's live it up. It's not raining inside tonight. Everyone, let's have a happy time. Are we ready? All together. The second verse. Little Herman and Brother Thurman had an aversion to washing their ears. Grandma scrubbed them with the Lysol, and they haven't heard a word in years. Then they had a whole thing right out of them. Oh, Grandma's Lysol, sing all out. All over the plate, the pots and the kettle, the dirty dishes, and also hands, and also
hands. There you go. Maybe the FCC will come in and fine me in Indiana for breaking the law. I guess there's a law that they don't want to enforce. I guess I'm still on the air in Indiana. And I just played It's in the Book. So many stupid laws are out there. I kind of know why they don't want that song played on the radio, actually. Boy, I hope my ratings don't tank this week. But I guess back to business, you know, make sure that they don't. There, you know, some of the dumbest laws exist, but I still have not found one against bare feet. Someone wants to share? 319-527-6208 is how to do it. Share your laws if you find them. I haven't found them yet. Can't believe I found that song either. There we go. Getting rid of some of the trolls on Facebook here. Oh, yeah, you're going to be fined by the FCC because you shouldn't be broadcasting barefoot. Yeah, I don't know. I got the complete FCC mandate book in front of me. Oh, I follow that to a T. And actually, they don't have anything against playing It's in the Book in Indiana anywhere. Maybe we just don't have any listeners in Gary. No, we do. No, I remember seeing messages and chats and calls and stuff from Gary, Indiana. So got a couple listeners out there. So thanks for listening. And groundbreaking, earth shattering, whatever, the most controversial episode of BIL radio, because I played It's in the Book in Gary, Indiana on the radio. Anyway, when someone with the keys to the celery come at you, what do we do? And I hear stories. And actually, I'm going to share some with you. Someone was in a pizza place. They told them that they can't eat pizza because they're barefoot. One of the members of the group. They said, oh yeah, call the cops. The cops got there. They looked at the management and said, nope, you have to let her eat here. You can't throw them out for being barefoot. Because our member was able to provide the law. They were able to show the police. The management didn't want to look at the law. But the cops did. So the pizza boys called the police. The police come to the pizza place. Well, here's a copy of the law. This guy is doing it. It's against the law. Cops said, hey, you can't do this. She can eat pizza. She can be barefoot. Her husband, whoever it was, and the kids, whatever. Oh, that was the end of that. The law does protect us. The law protects those that live a barefoot lifestyle, if you know how to use it. And for some of our new listeners that may not know how the law works, that's what this program is all about. If you go to the website, just go to barefootislegal.org, you can get a copy of the civil rights cards. It's state specific because each state has its own code, its own civil rights acts and human rights acts, whatever they call it. You can save it on your phone. You can print it out, make a little card out of it, just put it on a piece of paper, whatever. You have it. When someone says it's against the law to be barefoot in public, someone says it's against the law to be, oh, you can't walk around a store barefoot. You can say, no, actually, it's against the law for me not to, for you to say I can't, for you to tell me I'm not allowed to. Print out a copy of those rights cards. Now, there's also the health department letters, another common objection you hear a lot. Oh, health department laws, health department regulations, health department rules, health department statutes, health department this, health department that. Health department doesn't pass laws. Even a city code is not really a law. And codes are really just suggestions. It's how the city wants things to be. Nope, still haven't found a city code yet. It has anything to do with being barefoot. There was. Actually, there was up in Cleveland somewhere. Many, 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 many years ago. And I believe the city got sued. And the city lost. A judge said, nope, it's unconstitutional. You can't have such a law. And I think this was back in 1960 or 1970 something. Yeah. Superior Court judge deemed it unconstitutional. I mean, this thing went up in the courts in Cleveland or Akron, somewhere up there, northern Ohio. Said that, nope, you can't have a law that says that. And it got repealed. That was it. No more law. Thrown out. The court said, nope, you can't have an anti-barefoot law. That's what we need to tackle. And that happened before the whole Barefoot is Legal movement. That happened before a bunch of other groups started. Well, now this group, this is what we're here to do. See, there's already precedence there. So a judge already said that you can't have a law that says something like that. So should a law ever come up, well, we can now use this court case to say, nope, you can't do that. Nice and easy. But all places that are open to the public are places of public accommodation. And those are laws. The U.S. Department of Justice, we have those cards too. Print it out. If you're barefoot for a medical or health reason, make sure you get a copy of those cards. These are things that we can do. And this is exactly what this lady did, and this is what many of our members do. And if the cops get called, show them the law. They're there to enforce the law. Not make up and pretend the manager knows the law. If you can show them the law, hey, cops are there to enforce it. They turn around and they have told the pizza people, nope, you can't refuse to serve her, the family, whoever it was, I think both of them, and they get to stay because that's what the law says. The law will work for you. You just need to know how to use it. 319-527-6208. Again, 319-527-6208 is how to be a part of the show. Coming up to the top of the hour, first commercial break. No one has dropped off a big suitcase full of money yet. When they do, you won't have to hear commercials anymore. But until then, you've got to pay the bills. It's in the contract somewhere. It's in the book. Stay tuned. Be right back.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. Join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Saturdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Listen to Are You Ready here on Freedomizer Radio. And be prepared.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you one of the tens of people who are tired of seeing chemtrails? Fed up with the government geoengineering you every other day? Take a dose of La Mecha Wong Chemtrail Remover daily, and you'll never worry about weather modification again. With great ingredients and quality vitamins from Mexico and China, like fluoride, barium, high fructose corn syrup, and colloidal mercury. Your brain will be a virtual Etch-A-Sketch lickety-split La Mecha Wong chemtrail remover. Wow, I don't even remember the tagline for this, so it must be great.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government, and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits like eating wholesome foods, and with Tower Gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So mistysgardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. mistysgardens.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates. Alrighty, 319-527-6208 is the way to join us. Again, that's 319-527-6208. We also have our live chat room open. You can get there. You can interact with us during and after the broadcast. Actually, during the broadcast in the live chat room. Doesn't work afterwards. It wouldn't be live then. But just go to freedomizerradio.com and just click on the live chat link. So make sure you check that out. Also, don't forget about our website. Barefootislegal.org, and you can also click on the Facebook page. Just go to Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. There's a public page there, which is a business page for the BIL group, but there's also the closed group, which is great for people that are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle or do live a barefoot lifestyle. But keep in mind, though, it's not a fetish community. No, no, no. So this is not a place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. So for all you heavy breathing fun seekers, don't think that this is a place to do that. It's strictly there to encourage, empower,
and promote living the barefoot lifestyle and help you live the barefoot lifestyle. 319-527-6208. We have a caller, and we're going to bring them on the air. Well, welcome to Barefoot is Legal.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Yeah, this is Brittany. I figured I'd pop in and chatter a little bit. Just got done with a wonderful performance, well, not performance, pardon me, and a wonderful speech for a prepping group in my area of Tri-Counties here in Northeast Oregon. I was invited to speak on earthing and grounding. Got to showcase Barefoot is Legal a little bit in my own little public area, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Well, that's great. That's great. So this is interesting. So you were at a prepping convention, and you were talking about the whole grounding barefoot thing.
Yes, yes. Actually, it wasn't even so much a convention as they set up this presentation time and meeting space, you know, projector and whatnot, specifically for me to come in and talk about us.
That's great. That's
it
awesome.
Really was. And yeah, it was exhilarating. Well, for one, it's the first time I spoke publicly since eighth grade. But it was wonderful.
Well, this is your second round today then, speaking publicly. So you got the warm up before you came on the air.
Exactly. So much exposure in one day. I love it.
It's very interesting. Before the Barefoot is Legal show, I host Are You Ready Radio, Emergency Preparedness and Survival.
Fantastic.
So when you first started this call, I'm like, uh-oh, is someone calling into the wrong radio show? And I'm like, well, kind of works.
I'm a hybrid, I guess.
Me too, apparently. For an hour and a half, I'm Emergency Preparedness and Survival, and then an hour and a half, I'm the Barefoot is Legal guy. So it's kind of odd. I actually have 5 minutes pre-recorded in between shows to get the deck set up for the next one. Well, interesting switchover. I'm there with you.
Right? Just change those hats right on over. I gotcha.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you mention that because part of my prepping and part of my survival training and stuff like that is, and I spoke about this on the Barefoot is Legal show, and I'm going to speak about it at some point on the new Prepper Survival show, is when it comes to being barefoot or living the barefoot lifestyle, being a barefooter, grounding and all this. You know, you do have that sense of awareness of where you're going, but also most people in a, to keep it clean for the radio, fit hits the shan situation. Okay.
Right.
They're normally wearing shoes or something on their feet that are not adequate for that emergency. I mean, if you look at things like 9/11 or even like, an air raid siren that goes off in Hawaii, you know, or even a shooting in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You look at all these events, you can't get away from emergencies. You can't get away from disasters or anything like that in pumps, flip-flops, sandals, even half the sneakers. And
oh,
so,
absolutely. And most of those, especially those higher-end types, you get them with a little bit of moisture or something, you know, whether it be a bodily fluid or a natural type, you know, water or something. They're disintegrating anyway, and you're sloshing around in these slippery, wet mush that was previously a shoe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was. Well, we'll talk about the grounding thing. I guess you're warmed up, so why not if you want to talk about it. You know, we have a lot of listeners that are interested in it, and they don't – I don't really have anybody on the show that talks about it a lot. I mean, yeah, we talk about the heightened sense of awareness and all this, but there's a lot to it, such as the electrons and the negative discharge and stuff like that. So if you want to talk about that, feel free to share with our listeners.
You know, I'll information, you know, spew for you a little bit. It's kind of my little soapbox.
Yes,
I am a person, I live in a rural community. You know, I've been barefoot since I was, you know, diapers. And I didn't actually realize that, you know, being in somewhat of a shelter community, that it was such a big thing until I found Barefoot is Legal and started learning about how a lot of people didn't think they could. And it was so natural to me that it kind of became a passion because it's like I want people to experience what I've grown up with, what I was blessed with. So it's been wonderful. But to, you know, to grounding, you know, grounding itself is a term you hear mostly in, you know, electrical work, for instance. And it makes sense because we are bioelectrical beings living on an electrical planet. Our bodies operate electrically. You know, all of our cells transmit multiple frequencies that run, for example, you know, your heart, your immune system, muscles, nervous system. You know, earthing or grounding means connecting your physical body, you know, your skin layer, to the earth. You know, every household outlet, for instance, has a ground wire. You know, it's that third prong, semicircular hole beneath the other two, you know, little face there. In case there's a short circuit, the ground wire provides a path for an electrical current to be absorbed into the ground. You know, without a ground wire, for instance, us being, you know, our bodies being in touch with the ground, you know, and we're in contact with, you know, devices like electrical boxes, appliances, power tools. We're in these electrical buildings. It doesn't have anywhere to go when it builds up in our system. You know, our bodies are short-circuiting, you know, resulting in, you know, prevalence of physical, emotional, and mental disorders. Connecting to the earth kind of grounds us and rebalances our electrical system, giving an outlet for that natural flow.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a lot all at once. Am I doing okay?
you're doing great. Because, you know, a lot of people really don't understand it. And, you know, I'm not one to go out and do the grounding. Even though I may be doing it, I've never really done the research on it. You know,
and
so naturally, I've been barefoot a long time. I mean, if you heard the beginning part of the show, 20 years now, over 20 years. You know, I always say over 20 because it's like I don't want to give away my age. You know, it's like it just makes me feel old if I say, oh, I've been barefoot like 28, 29 years. It's like, oh, no, that hurts. So it's over 20 years, you know, up until last year, it was 15 years when I was doing the show. And the intro was like, oh, I've been barefoot, living a barefoot lifestyle for 15 plus years now. It's like, well, you get to a certain point and you're like, oh, we got to roll that over to 20. It's like,
yep, exactly.
Naturally, I guess. Yeah, exactly. You know, just in lifestyle though, it's like, I have been doing it, but you just don't realize that you're doing it. And,
exactly.
You know, I do talk to people, and you're right. When it comes down to it, it's just like electricity works. You know, it's a grounded circuit or something. You know, it's that discharge. Should there be, you know, and that's always why it's the longest prong too. You know, if anybody's familiar with electrical, you know, that always goes in first before anything else, because that'll eliminate you from getting shocked. In almost all new houses right now, something is grounded.
Oh, absolutely. And especially even, you know, concrete and whatnot, they seal it. They, you know, putting the plastics and whatnot over it, you know, it cuts it off. Because concrete itself can be a conductor, but once it's sealed, you know, it's insulated, you're done.
Yeah, exactly. You're more protected. You know, but it's funny, I do electrical work. I'm no stranger to electricity and all that. I was a lighting and sound guy. So, you know, I've had my fill of, electrocution and all that. Electrical in general. I was doing something once and I was barefoot in a basement with an open breaker panel. And I was switching out. I was doing a whole upgrade on the electrical system in this one house. And I was working with a buddy of mine, and he goes, you know, you shouldn't be doing this barefoot. I said, don't worry about it. I'm sitting there barefoot, and the ground is wet. All the components for a nice big disaster.
Right.
All of a sudden, I see him. He did something, and all of a sudden, he jumps back like 10 feet. He goes, oh my, he got zapped, and I'm sitting there with the wires. Linesman, I'm plugging splices in the breaker box and everything. And he goes, I don't know how you do it. I just got electrocuted. And he's sitting there in boots or, you know, his sneakers, whatever he's wearing. You know, I'm just sitting there plugging away wiring. I said, yep, I eat this stuff raw. He's just like, apparently, you know, it's like, I don't know if maybe the way your body is being barefoot or living that lifestyle or whatever it is and always being grounded. You know, there's that positive energy flow as well, you know, that I hear a lot of people talk about. And, you know, it's just crazy. I mean, you know, I'll sit there playing with electricity and people are just like, I don't know how you do it. Do you want to at least kill the breaker? It's like, no, I'm just switching an outlet out. Or I'm just replacing a switch. It's like, we should shut the electrical off. You know, it's like.
Yep. Yeah, you are the electricity, and the electricity is you.
apparently, and it must have some effect of like how discharged you already are, and it's just like electricity is just like, I don't know what to do with this guy. I don't even want to jump through him. It's like,
right?
He's grounded. He is like, you would think that I'm the path of least resistance to get to where it wants to go, right to the ground. But but yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, so, you're just not cool enough for it to want to play with you, you know?
I guess not. It toss me in the corner like a sick dog. I'll suck on my wet cigarette butts and drink cold coffee. Electricity, I'm not good enough for it. Whatever. But no, I notice anybody that I'm with when doing anything, they get zapped before I do.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned that. I've experienced that too, but until recently, I had no idea why. I just figured I was some sort of little freak of nature or something. I mean, I'm one of those that walks up to a radio and it starts staticking out. It's like, okay, what's going on here? I've watched too much X-Men. But they have a scientific layman's term explanation. You know, it was fascinating for me to figure out why certain things happened that I just took for granted. Yeah, and I think that's why I like the term grounding when I'm explaining it to people versus earthing, although they're fairly intertwined, is a lot of mainstream people anymore, they hear the term earthing and their brain pops into flower child mode and it's just a bunch of malarkey. But they hear a technical term like grounding and it seems to catch their attention a little more because it is so relatable for anybody that has even a mild exposure to what electricity is. If they've ever done the make a light bulb light up with a potato thing, they understand about circuits.
Cool experiment.
Yeah, it helps.
It's funny though, earthing and grounding, it's in electrical, it's almost interchanged because with being barefoot and you mention it, you know, in that sense, you're right. When you throw the term earthing out there, it's like being a barefooter. You know, it's like, it almost seems like bizarre. But in electrical, I worked with someone from the UK once. He was a technical director in the theater. And he would, everything, is it earthed? Don't forget to earth it. To them, it's just what they call the ground wire. You know, so it's almost like that term, I could see where like somebody in the UK would be talking about it as earthing. You know, versus what we always call it, the ground wire here. Then again, he also hated when we celebrated the 4th of July. But I wonder why. He was from the UK. I think it's kind of like culturally, I guess there could be a term difference there. But it's just odd. But you're right. It's almost like when here in the U.S., it's like you say earthing. They think tree-hugging hippie, you know, tie-dye, dreadlocks, and – you know, you start to formulate all those images.
Right.
Say grounding,
and it's funny that you mentioned
scientific.
I have ran into so much of that too because I'm an Oregonian. I'm from Northeast Oregon, and for some reason that's becoming, at least on this side of the country, known as like the marijuana state. And they see here earthing, and they just see that exact image, you know, me sitting back toking or something, and talking about being one with the earth. And they don't take it seriously at all. So the grounding thing has been a big help. And of course, the barefoot is legal information, as you know, it's made it real.
Yeah, and that's where our group really tries to do. You know, I mean, and there's so many other groups out there, but you know, what we're doing is we're packaging it, we're branding it, we're more advocacy than just a coffee club.
Exactly.
Where it's one thing to talk about doing things, but you know, it's like, oh well, that's nice, you went to the store barefoot, but you have an issue in a store, it's like, oh, well, I'll just go somewhere else. Yeah, you have that option. Everybody has the right to do that. But when do we stop going to the back of the bus? You know, when do we stand up for our rights and say, hey, here's the law. There's laws that protect us. There's laws that you know, say that what you're doing is wrong to us as the barefoot community. And that's one thing that we also want to get away from is we don't want to be, labeled as that barefooter image. Because, okay, among ourselves, yeah, okay, we can call ourselves barefooters. But like what you're talking about with the grounding versus earthing, people formulate those images in their head where it's like, oh, earthing. It's like, you're right. Oh, well, yeah, I'm just sitting here in a patch of flowers and poppies toking up and, you know, at peace,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
everything's
I've got
beautiful.
Sundress on, just chilling.
Yeah. We're earthing. We're earthing, man. It's good. Leave us alone. We're earthing. It's like, you're right, though. It has that image. Whereas you say grounding is very scientific. It's like, oh, you know, people understand that. You
right.
Know, barefooter and versus barefoot community is the same way to an outsider. You know, among ourselves, okay, yeah, earthing, grounding, the same thing. But to the outside, it projects a different image. Same thing with the difference between barefooter and barefoot community, or, you know, someone that lives a barefoot lifestyle. You know, among ourselves, yeah, okay, yeah, we're all barefooters. But now going to the outside and projecting a different image, it's we're members of the barefoot community.
Yes.
You know, it's like
it's
someone
like this
can
thing,
be
there's the numbers. Our numbers are growing so exponentially. It's been fantastic how much aid we've been able to render people just from educating. Just educating itself is such a powerful tool, especially when they take it and use it. You know, having the knowledge is one thing, but using it in a functional manner, that's what makes the differences.
True. Yes, you're right. And branding. It comes down to that too. And what you're saying with the education, it's advocacy, not activism.
Yes.
Because you say activists, you're like, oh, here they go. They're going to dress up in the VJ hats. They're going to spray paint fur coats. They're going to sit there with signs. Those are activists, anarchists.
Yep.
You know, I mean, fascists, left-wing radicals, you know, all this. Whereas advocacy is just peacefully promoting, being ambassadors for, educating, and all that. So, you know, what our group does. You know, just
and
sharing
it helps
that information.
Me a lot. I was surprised once I started paying more attention to it and being, you know, making more of a point of it, that even in my tiny community, one of the towns here, we barely have 2,000 people, is the one of the side towns. I think
nice.
We're at maybe
I like
10
a town like that.
Main town here. Yeah, it's horrible.
When I first moved out to Ohio,
I
lived in a town that barely had 100 people. Mm-hmm.
Yep, see, you know. And what surprised me was the opposition they found in even a tiny community here. So I can only imagine what some people run into in bigger cities and such. And again, BIL is so supportive. They have so much information and studies and, you know, the letters that are available and certificates from all the states on the lack of laws that we were brainwashed into growing up were there. Have been so useful. Yeah, I whip out my card and say, here, if you don't believe me, scan this, look for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. Do your own research. And it's gotten me a long way. I've gone farther out, other side of Oregon. One of our big metropolises is Portland. And, you know, I was such an unusual entity to people, but even though they may have come off as, you know, thinking I was, you know, a hippie or just being childish or doing something weird, once I started showing them things, a majority, not all, of course, but majority of people were interested in learning more. There's one gal and her daughter took their shoes off right in the middle of a restaurant going, ah, well, cool. I don't need these. Thank you.
He can do it. I can do it. Exactly.
Exactly. And I'm
that's contagious.
I'm an information junkie. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I found and I put it in a PowerPoint presentation that I've made available on our Facebook page. We're going to work it and putting it over on the website for BIL. I have a bunch of scans showing there was a woman, I believe she was about 44 years old, that had such terrible circulation that I believe it was an MRI scan, you couldn't even see her fingers, you know, from that first knuckle down. They were non-existent. Just 4 weeks of being grounded, and not only was her full circulation nearly restored, it was at 98% restored, but the hot spots showing where inflammation and pain was setting were basically gone, you know, and I have lots and lots of tests and scans, and I like physical, you know, tangible proof to show to people, and, you know, that's another thing others have latched on, and just the personal, you know, the wonderful people we have there in our community and showing how they have bounced back from injuries that they were told they would never get over just from doing this one little thing.
Yeah, simply removing your shoes. If you remove what's on one foot, act now, double the offer, remove the other one. I mean, that's simple as that.
Right?
And
it's kind of a better package deal can you ask for?
Great advice. If you want to hang in there, we're coming up to the bottom of the hour. So if you want to stick around, I'll bring you back after this break. But BIL does have to pay their bills, and so does the radio station. 319-527-6208 coming up after the break. More from Brittany, and we're also bringing Chris on. So Chris, hang out. You're coming up next as well. 319-527-6208 is how to join us if you want to chime in anything on the show. Be right back.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. Join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Saturdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Listen to Are You Ready here on Freedomizer Radio, and be prepared.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you one of the tens of people who are tired of seeing chemtrails? Fed up with the government geoengineering you every other day? Take a dose of La Mecha Wong Chemtrail Remover daily, and you'll never worry about weather modification again. With great ingredients and quality vitamins from Mexico and China, like fluoride, barium, high fructose corn syrup, and colloidal mercury, your brain will be a virtual Etch-a-Sketch lickety-split La Mecha Wong Chemtrail Remover. Wow, I don't even remember the tagline for this, so it must be great.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms,
Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates. That's right, 319-527-6208 if you want to join the show. And I'd like to thank Brittany for calling in and talking to us about grounding. She's actually going to be on next weekend with me. She's going to be a special guest next weekend. We're going to talk about the whole grounding, earthing thing. She did a lecture up there at a convention that she was doing with some preppers and all that this weekend over in Oregon. And so I'm glad she called in, surprise visit from her. But yeah, during the break, we worked out something so that next weekend, if you listen to the Barefoot is Legal show here on Freedomizer Radio, she's going to be a special guest to talk about all that for our members that are not familiar with it and definitely give us a little more insight as to what all that means. 319-527-6208. Again, check out our website, barefootislegal.org, and don't forget about our public Facebook page and our closed Facebook group. So if you're interested in living a barefoot lifestyle or want to live a barefoot lifestyle or are living a barefoot lifestyle, check out our closed group. Don't forget, though, it's not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And I also want to bring in one of our other guests, Chris, great member of the group, one of our admins, and Chris is with us, and welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Great hearing from you again.
Awesome. So I was listening in and listening to all that awesome information about grounding and everything, and I don't know much about all that. I'm still, like, learning all the whole grounding stuff and what it means, but little did I know that I've been doing it my whole life.
Yeah, and yeah. I was amazed when she was talking about it. I'm like, oh, wow. Exactly. I'm in the same boat as you. It's foreign to me. You know, we see the videos once in a while in the group, and we can look up stuff on YouTube and Google. I mean, we can Google everything all we want. But when she was mentioning it, I'm like, you know, I have been doing that all my life. And you don't even realize you're doing it. And that's a very good point that you make.
Yes, I don't know how people survive, like, in the city. Well, technically, they don't, kind of. You know, they end up with all these problems that they don't even know where it comes from. And they blame it on other things when really it's just their choice. You know, they're just not informed and don't have enough information on really where it comes from. I was lucky to find I have a really good doctor and a really good chiropractor and a really good podiatrist that every one of them, they're like, whatever you do, do not ever put on a shoe. And that was them telling me. So I got like all these letters and stuff from each and every one of them. Even my doctor, he's a barefoot runner. And it's like, he's the most amazing person ever. He's a real inspiration himself. I know that he was planning on calling in this weekend, but he went on vacation with his wife and she told him no technology, because I guess he's like one of those technology geeks. And so he wasn't able to call in, but he was going to talk about his experiences running and a couple accidents that he had run into where I can't remember where he said he was running. I'll let him tell his own story, but a short little tiny thing. They were running in this one area and they were running through a dark tunnel that was sectioned off for them to go run through. You know, no cars were coming through, but someone had thrown a bottle out the window at some time or another.
Oh, wow.
And he had, you know, hurt his foot on a piece of glass. And he's like, you know, that's one of those important things. You need to put a headlight on when you're running at night. And somebody else told me that too. And it's like, I run at night all the time here where I live, but I'm familiar with my area. I don't have any of those problems. You know, I did pick up a nail once, and I knew at that exact moment when it happened, but I just kept going because I didn't want to stop. I wanted to make sure I made it back home, took care of it, pulled it out. I already had my tetanus shot, everything, a little bit of super glue and a little tiny piece of Sol tape, and it's perfect. So
it's all good to go. A little bit of super glue.
Yeah.
As long as you had your shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny you mentioned that at night. You know, I mean, I walk at night mostly. And I go out for walks with my cat, Magic. And he wants to go out for walks at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. He just likes playing outside. And so he gets on his little leash and he puts his little, I call it his badass kitty collar, leather collar with the spikes. And he likes to go out for a walk. And it's funny because, you know, some people that are pet owners that go out and walk their dogs. I mean, you know, they kind of get a feel of the ground and stuff like that. They know when it's either too cold or too hot for the pets to walk on when they're barefoot, but also other dangers. It's interesting that you mentioned the nail thing, because in the neighborhood, they're doing some construction on one of the you know, structures, and we were out the other night walking, and all of a sudden, man, he's just kind of looking around and whatever, and I'm like, come on, we're not going to go play in a building. We're not going to do this now. He wants to decide to sneak into the firehouse, okay, and decide he wants to be adopted as their mascot. So I'm like, come on, let's go. So all of a sudden I turn around and everything, and I realize that you know, your foot kind of reacts to things that you feel. And if I wasn't barefoot and I was in a boot with a false sense of security or something, or a shoe or anything, or even a flip flop, I would have stepped on a board and it had a bunch of nails and it was kind of off to the side. But yet, you know, just kind of wrangle the cat and stuff and get him back on track. Had I not been barefoot, that nail could have went right through the shoe.
Yes.
And did some major damage, because shoes carry a lot of bacteria. And having that penetrate the foot could lead to more serious issues. Whereas with you and the nail, being barefoot, I mean, you know, that breeding ground of bacteria and fungus that could be introduced into your skin if it penetrated a shoe and entered the foot. And I've heard doctors talk about this. They said, oh, well, good thing you weren't wearing shoes, or you'd need some serious penicillin or some serious, you know, injection steroids and all that around the foot area. But, I mean, I realized what I was about to step on, and you back off. And then I'm like, I kind of picked Magic up and I'm like, back on the sidewalk, let's go. You know, we're not going to play around in there, because the last thing I need is for him to step on something and then him be mad at me for trying to help him.
It's a lot more expensive. It's a lot more expensive to fix him than it is you, man. You go to a vet and it's like, okay, it's going to be $1,300, $1,400. And you're like, wait a minute. It's more expensive for a pet to get fixed.
Yeah, I know. You can cut the paw off and make like $5 at a flea market if you sell it as a good luck charm. It's a lot cheaper. Super glue the end.
Yeah.
Good thing he's in the studio with me today to hear that one.
Well,
yeah, no, I mean...
My plugs are good.
So what else you got going on? I'd love to hear about it. From what I understand, I think you're working on a new radio show, or you're starting a radio show? Is that still happening? Or
yes. Yes.
Good. You want to talk about it? I mean, tell our listeners about it. I love cross-promoting other programs on the network.
Okay.
And
I got about 4 minutes I could talk before I have to go do my wife's errands for her. So, yeah, I'll be doing my own radio show on your network, and it's going to be called The Barefoot Pastor, and basically it's exactly what I am. I am a barefoot pastor. I preach, teach, and minister to others all over my community, surrounding areas, barefoot. I go everywhere in stores. As a matter of fact, I've been welcomed into Hobby Lobby. They allow me to go sit in their set-up displays that they set, you know, like to sell things. And they said I could pick up any display or change any display to fit whatever format I'd like to be able to do interviews and broadcast live, do the radio show from there, even do live Facebook videos and stuff like that. So I'd be able to, you know, promote and do stuff that way. But I have groups of college students and groups of groups of younger students, like youth, like smaller, younger youth students and you know, younger kids that wanted to come. I did a bunch of surveys on kids, and they're just like, at the school that I volunteer at, the teachers are amazing. Most of the teachers in the winter time, they don't go barefoot, but in the summertime, they're barefoot in their classrooms, and they promote children. Hey, you know, if we want you to be comfortable so you can test, get through this stuff. If you want to take off your shoes, go ahead. And one of the rewards for the students that they pick the most, believe it or not, is we have this thing called the kickboard store. And so the kids earn points during the week or whatever when they need to earn points or whatever. And at the end of the week, they can go to the store and they buy these little coupons. Well, most of the coupons that are being sold are called stinky feet. And they're allowed to go throughout their whole entire school day, with the exception of one or two of the projects, barefoot through the school. And
oh, wow.
It's really, yeah, and this is a public school. I mean, it's amazing. They have, like, alternative everything. It's really awesome. I volunteer there the majority of my time. A couple weeks ago, I baptized one of the moms there in the public school in the glass. It's just completely surrounded glass office right there and everything. And it's like, you know, she had walked in barefoot a couple weeks before, and we had talked back and forth, and I was telling her, you know, about – you know, the whole barefoot thing. I believe that she is now in somewhere in our BIL as a member somewhere, or not as a member, but it's like she's observing stuff to learn more. But I baptized her in the public school. It is just the most amazing thing. So I'm going to be doing some of those baptism stuff at Hobby Lobby and at IKEA. IKEA wants me to set up a thing there during the summertime. I have a portable baptismal. Me and my son have waterproof Bibles. And we're going to be doing live radio show stuff, and I'll be teaching scriptures. If anyone has questions, I have a double degree in theology. I have lots of different degrees, but that's one of the ones I love the most because I'm able to teach truth. I read and write Greek, speak Greek. I read and translate Hebrew, cannot speak Hebrew yet. It's really hard, and I'm learning Aramaic, but I'm extremely fluent in sign language. Sign language, there's no use for it on the radio, so you're just going to have to imagine me sitting here talking to you with my hands. So I love sign language.
You can always go the live stream route. You can always go the live stream route.
Yeah,
we've tested that out here. I don't know if you saw any of the live stream broadcasts that I do from the studio. Every once in a while, we'll do a live stream. It's kind of like an occasion. It's like with the graphics, you know, it pumps live right from the studio. So you actually see me doing the BIL show. You know, behind the mic and, you know, in the studio, and it's entertaining. But you could set that up if you want. I can tell you about all the software off air at some point. We don't need to go all
listening
with
beautiful.
That. Yeah. I mean, you could do a couple of webcams. I mean, we have the HD set up. I mean, we have a video broadcast, but then again, that's the nature of the business that I'm in. But, you know, I mean, you could do it very simple, and with a decent internet connection, you won't have an issue. I'll give you some advice off air on the software to use for that. But that's great. I, you know, so you're doing the portable baptism thing, the the whole thing. And
yeah.
You know what's really interesting, though? You and I are very alike with this. We get more questions about our mohawks than we do about our bare feet, I think.
I know.
For anybody
people
listening that does not know
me.
What Chris looks like, for anybody
yeah,
that's
yeah.
listening
people...
that doesn't know what Chris looks like, he has a mohawk just like I do. But he's more colorful
yeah.
with it. You know, I have more piercings.
That's how
he's got the
people come.
Yeah, we have our own style.
You have a lot more piercings, yes. Well, I have piercings, but most of mine aren't seen.
Okay.
I actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 piercings, but some of them you don't see. It's just not like out there. And in the summertime, you can see more when like I'm like shirtless and stuff. But most of the time, you can't see my piercings. I have some subdermals and stuff like that too that are really kind of cool.
Interesting.
Everyone's like, you're a pastor and you have piercings? Well, yeah, each individual one, you know, means something to me. I got this one for my granddaughter. You know, I wanted something to remember by. It's a little crystal jewel. It's very beautiful. Reminds me of her because grandchildren are the jewels in our crown. It says that in the Bible. So here's the jewel for my granddaughter. So I relate everything back to the Creator all the time. Everything that I do, it's the most amazing, you know, ministry that you can do if you're going to be doing something. And the Bible tells you, you know, you're going to go barefoot. And yes, I am. You know, God created everything. I'm barefoot. I will stand
yeah.
on it. No doubt about it.
Hey, remove Absolutely. The shoes. You're on sacred ground. You're on holy ground.
Yes, absolutely.
And
I believe that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What's really cool is at Hurricane Harbor, when my son and I are doing our water ministry there during the summertime, I have these waterproof Bibles, and people, I don't approach anybody. People will approach us. They're like, hey, your book is getting wet. You know, are you afraid to ruin it? It's like, no, it's not one book. This is 66 books. You know, it's the Holy Bible. They're like, what? wait a minute. You're reading the Bible? And they're looking at the way I look, right? You know, there's this MMA fighter, you know, crazy looking guy holding a Bible in the water, reading it. And like, so my son's like, yeah, do you have any, you know, favorite scriptures? He'll ask him, you know, is there anything that you like? Do you want to? And so he'll like read it. Pretty soon they're like, they're holding the word of God in their hand and then they're reading it. Last year we baptized 75 people in this gigantic, you know, for Six Flags over Texas, Hurricane Harbor. We baptized 75 people. Me and my son did. It was the most amazing thing ever. Now get this. Out of that 75, 29 of them were 21 and younger, all the way to age 4. The rest of them were age 91. And that is amazing about how many people of that age range that and my son counted because he's one of those people that keeps record of things, just the most oddest random things. Like he's a little wiki boy, you know, he reads the wiki all the time. 21 of these people from age 60 to 91, 21 of them did not ever hear or know who Jesus was, what the name of Jesus meant, you know, who is this guy, knew nothing. And this is here in America, right? I mean, you hear about this stuff in third world countries and all these other places, but this is here in America. These people don't know who Jesus is. It's like so amazing to me that, you know, God says, you know, go out to the farthest corners of the earth, you know, and preach the gospel. Well, sometimes the corner is right here in our backyard. It's amazing to me that just to think that someone would not know growing up, you know, to at least hear the name Jesus and know who he is.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I've seen like some of the Facebook posts, like with Alexa. I don't know if you ever saw some of these where it's like, who's Muhammad? And they give you like the whole history of Muhammad. Who's Jesus? A fictional figure. Yeah. It's like, what kind of an answer is that? Yeah. I mean, it's like, wow. You know, now the people 65 to 100 or 90 something, I mean, obviously they didn't get their information from Alexa and they weren't asking Alexa who Jesus is, you know.
Right.
But,
you're right.
You know, Alexa hasn't. Then again, I think that that's okay. It's great. You have the younger batch. They're sitting there like, okay, we better do something with our lives. Okay. Yeah, we'll let the guy with the mohawk and the piercing and all this dunk us underwater with a waterproof Bible. That's great. But then you also, it's almost like you have the 60 and plus crowd that's like, uh-oh, last ditch effort. We better do this. We got to get
yeah.
in somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's yep. interesting the numbers yep. you have there. But now how many, okay, number-wise, and you probably know this answer better than I would or be able to look up. How many times is being barefoot or removing your shoes mentioned in the Bible? And there's so many books. Now I have a sheet somewhere in just some of the research that I've done that I was just trying to pull up, and I can't find it. And that's why I'm asking the question.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many Bible passages.
There are 12. Mm-hmm. There's 12 different verses in the Bible that tells us to remove our shoes in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Okay. That says, you know, we're standing on holy ground. 12 verses in the Bible, okay, all the way through. They're real easy to find. If you look up, you know, verses in the Bible tell us to remove our shoes, they're there. But see, also what a lot of people overlook in the Bible, like when they're reading it, or things that they've read 1,000 times over and just never understood it and tried to figure it out because they overlook the stuff. We know how important it is. You know, Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. You know, he sat there and did this. That tells you how important it is to God that, you know, how highly he regards our feet. You know, our feet take us places, and there's scriptures in the Bible that tell us, you know, how beautiful are the feet that deliver the gospel. And it's like, you know, some of the most amazing stuff. And the covenant, there's a covenant, two different covenants in the Bible. Covenants are promises, just like God's covenants with us, that when you remove your shoe in a public view, and especially like with weddings, I'm surprised it's not done even more, because it is so 100% biblical in almost every race and creed all the way back, that when you remove your shoe, you're taking the honor of marrying this woman, the male, you're marrying this woman, and it's a sign, a covenant, a promise that you will take care of her and love her forever. And you know, you will never go back on it. And society today just goes like, no. But in other countries and stuff, and a bunch of different countries, they still hold that on, especially among Levites and stuff. They hold so true to that. And a lot of people, the outsiders, they're like, well, why? You know, I don't get that. You know, just some weird thing. No, it's not weird. It's in the Bible. And there are scriptures in the Bible, you know, where the women, it's the most amazing thing, really, because there's a couple little parts that I just find astonishing to myself, that when I read it and look at it over and over and over, that there is a place in the Bible that the women are standing here. And it's like, let me see if I can remember. Okay, it's in Mark 17 or something. The woman is standing behind Jesus. Now, in the scripture, it says she's standing behind Jesus, right? I'm going to try to pull it up here really quick. Anyway, so it goes on to say that, you know, she's standing there behind Jesus and weeping at his feet. Now, it instantly goes, she's standing behind Jesus, weeping at his feet. So either she threw herself at his feet, or he was standing on something very tall. And she made sure she didn't waste one single tear, and she washed his feet with her tears. That is so important. It should be important today for what we do with the ones that we love and the ones that we cherish. Our children, our mothers, our wives, you know, our fathers. If our fathers are honorable, there's a difference there. The Bible says honor your mother and father, but you don't honor them if they're not honorable. You know, you still love them, pray for them, hope for them, but if they're not honorable. But, I mean, some of these things are some of the most amazing things that most people just tend to overlook. They won't do and won't hold to. They want to use the Bible and take it out of context for all these other things. And it's like, you can't really do that. That's not what it's meant for. You can't take things out of context, especially things that if you're holding firm to and believe in, the things that you're pulling into your praxis. You know, if you're putting this in your life for a reason, have something to back it up. Have the honorable and honest thing, the integrity to back it up with wholesome, good, modesty and information. You have something significant to put behind it, and the best way to go is biblical, always. There's nothing that is more wholesome, and there is nothing that is going to be filled with more integrity than the Holy Bible itself. I mean, there's nothing out there. Everything else is man-made up, you know, basically. There's hardly anything at all that you'll find that is more moral than the Bible. I mean, the morality of the Bible is just crazy. It is just crazy. People will sit there and discuss things and look at things. You know, Luke 8:41 and 4:82 is kind of a cool story. There's a man named Jairus, and he was the official synagogue, and he fell at Jesus' feet when Jesus was walking by, and he began to beg Jesus, basically, you know, to come to his house and stuff, you know, because he only had one daughter that was 12 years old, and she was dying. Okay, so here's this guy and he's begging Jesus at his feet. You know, he threw himself. It even says, I think it even says in the scripture, he threw himself at his feet and thanked him because his daughter was saved. I mean, it's just like craziness. So God holds the feet in high regard. Everything. There's so much different scripture that is just amazing. There's, if I were to go on, I could go on and on. I've written, which I'll be doing on the radio. I have a 5-sermon series just on how important it is, the feet to God in the Bible, and why walking the path of righteousness should be walked barefoot. Because if you cannot walk barefoot through the path of righteousness, through your life and through, you know, building your own integrity, then you're not walking straight. That's the bottom line. The barefoot wasn't meant for people of, you know, richness and people of everything was given to them. It was kind of like a luxury. Like everyone talks about, you know, alcohol in the Bible, stuff like that. I know a lot about that too. I actually studied that a whole lot, but it was meant for rich people. Rich people, and there's nothing wrong with being rich and have all the money in the world. My wife is rich. She owns her own business, but we live like in a little tiny, like I think 1,200 square foot house, little humble thing. I mean, my siding is coming off the walls and, you know, it needs to be fixed. We could fix it, but then we wouldn't be able to pour into ministry, into other families, into children the way we do, because we'd be wasting our money on this other stuff that could be fixed later. And so I'm going to pour everything I got, you know, straight into, you know, helping people get closer with God and being, I mean, truly, I fully believe on being barefoot. I do. I promote it. My son does it almost 24/7. There's certain things that he wears shoes for, and just shoes, not boots, just shoes. If he's going to be doing his BMX on his bike, then he'll wear shoes because it's kind of dangerous if you get tore up on a bicycle.
Yeah.
You know, so he does that. There's certain things that, you know, he'll do, but we do martial arts.
Yeah, it goes to shoes as a tool. And that's very important. I mean, that some people need to remember. It is a tool. But definitely what the Bible says and how many times it's referenced. And I'm sorry, we're out of time. Only 10 seconds left in the show. So we do have to wrap it up. Chris, thank you so much for calling in. And definitely reach out anytime. You know my number. And we're done. See you next week.